He's a Tennessee native. He's from right up the road in Dyersburg, Tennessee. He has performed with Melba Moore and with Vicky Winans. He's a husband and a father of four. He's a songwriter, a playwright. He preaches, he teaches, he sings, and enjoys a wonderful ministry with young people. And we're blessed today to have him at Union. If you would join me in welcoming James Mosley to Union University.
All right. Good morning, Union. Wait a minute. This is Union, isn't it? Oh, I thought I was like that commercial and hollered out the wrong place. I said, good morning, Union. All right. All I need is about two or three people, two or three radical praises. Do I have anybody who's not ashamed to give God some radical praise this morning? Come on. All right. Come on. I see this section. Come on. Let's give God a radical praise over here. All right. All right. What about this section? Do I have any true believers, any radical praises right here? Let me hear you. All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, over here. Do I have any radical praises in the house? Now, who's going to get the radical praise award? I'm going to try it one more time. If you get it, you get the radical praise award. Over here, let me hear you. Right here, you're contending for a radical praise award. Right here. That's what I'm talking about. Over here, come on, radical praise up. All right, the middle section, you get the radical praise award this morning. Are you ready for it? Here's your radical praise award. Hallelujah! Yeah! Praise him! Now come on, everybody in the room, let's give God a radical praise. Come on, true believers. Hallelujah! How many spiritual soldiers do we have in the house? Spiritual soldiers, let me hear you. Amen. You know what we're doing? This is a fight. Every day of our life, we're in a fight. Amen. Some people fight the natural war, but how many people know we fight the spiritual war? Amen. Well, come on, let's give God another radical praise. Just want you to help me out a little bit. This first song I'm going to do this morning is entitled, I'm a Soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. I'm not in Iraq, but I'm right here, and I'm fighting a battle every day. It's a battle where I fight good versus evil. Amen. So if you will, just kind of help me out a little bit. Amen. Put your hands together. However you praise him, just praise him with me. Can we do that this morning? All right, well, let's get it started. Come on, sound man. All right, come on. You can get up, you can move, you can dance, you can do whatever. Because we're going to magnify the name of the Lord this morning.
Come on now, clap your hands. Now get up now, do your dance. Come on now, clap your hands. Get up now, do your dance. I'm a soldier, and I'm on the battlefield. And I am fighting.
I'm fighting for the Lord.
Listen, y'all. Through sunshine and rain, through my heartaches and pain, I am fighting.
I'm fighting for the
yes. And I know I've got to hold out. I've got to hold out. Because I know that I'll get my crown. Somebody help me say, come on and hold out. All because I know I'll get my crown. Yes, I'm a soldier, and I'm on the battlefield, and I am fighting every day.
I'm fighting for
yes, I am, y'all. Listen, I've been up and I've been down, almost level to the ground. Still, I keep fighting, y'all.
Fighting for
yeah. Listen, through my heartaches and pain, and my sunshine and rain, I've got to keep on fighting.
Fighting for
yes, because I know if I hold out, yes, if I hold out, y'all, I know I'll get my crown. Help me say,
I've got to hold out.
Come on and hold out.
Oh,
all because I know I'll get my crown. See, I'm not ashamed to tell you, I'm a sanctified soldier, and I'm on the battlefield, and I am fighting every day.
Yes,
I am. Hey, see, I promise God that I
gonna serve him until I die. So I've got to keep on, keep on.
I'm fighting for the Lord.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hold out.
Yes.
Gonna hold out. Because I know that I'll get my crown. I'm gonna say it again, y'all. I'm gonna hold out. All because I know I'll get my crown. Hey, now, drop your swords, get your shield. Now, are you ready? Come on. I'm a spiritual soldier. I speak lyrically like a soldier. I thought you knew true believers is taking over. So get up and put your war clothes on. It won't be long before we enter in the spirit zone. Word is born. You got to infiltrate the enemy's camp. Lick them like a stamp. Free the prisoners and they'll head back to the base. Check the road for my relief. Before I move again, need a word from my commander-in-chief. Plan B's to destroy the head station administration. The ones in charge of the money delegation. The concentration camps got to fall. And we ain't going nowhere until we see the problem solved. You better think about it when you're aiming darts at me. I represent my El Shaddai, the Prince of Peace, the bright morning song, a.k.a. my Redeemer. Now me and all my preachers man enough, cause we know we gotta hold out. No matter what, you gotta hold out. Because I know I'll get my crown. Help me say it again, y'all. Let me hold. Come on and hold out. All because I know
I'll get
Come on, y'all. And I'm fighting. I said I'm on. Y'all, I'm fighting each and every day. I'm fighting every time I pray. Yeah. Fighting. Trouble move out of my way. Cause I'm fighting. And see that old man said it can't stay. Whenever I'm fighting. Yes, I'm gotta hold out. Come on, hold out. Because I know that I'll get my crown. Help me say,
I'm gotta hold.
Come on and hold out. All because I know. Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together and give God some praise. Yeah. All right. That's what I'm talking about. I don't care what comes my way, because in life, you're going to have some ups and downs. But a true soldier, he doesn't turn his back and run, but he stands and he faces the challenges in life. Amen. Do I have any true soldiers in the house? All right. I'm glad to be here this morning. My name is Brother James, as Pastor Fowler stated. I'm from Dyersburg. I'm just a simple man. Uh-oh. I said I'm from Dyersburg. Come on, woo-hoo. Come on, let's give Dyersburg a praise. All right, let's give Union a praise. Amen. Just glad to be here this morning. I'm just glad to be able to come and share with you, amen, what I do. All of us, we have talents. Amen, but this is what I do, and I'm just glad that I was invited to come down here and share with you. Amen. This next song that I'm going to do is entitled, You'll Never Thirst. Amen. Jesus one day was at the well, and a woman approached him at the well. She began to draw water. Some of you know the story. And as she began to draw water, Jesus told her, he said, listen, the water that you're drawing, eventually you will thirst again. What does that mean? When we find temporary pleasures outside of God in our lives, amen, it's only going to last you and get you through for a minute. And at some point, those temporary pleasures, they'll play out. Jesus told her, he said, but if you drink from the water that I give, you'll never thirst again. How many people in the room this morning have actually drank from the water, from the free running water of Christ? Can I see a show of hands? That's wonderful. Come on, somebody give God a praise. That's wonderful. Everything else in this world, it's going down. But if you continue to drink from the waters, from Jesus Christ, from the wells of Christ, you'll never thirst. You'll never need, you'll never have a want for anything when you drink from those wells. Amen? You'll never thirst. Originally performed by Blessed. Yes. Oh, yeah. Just put your mind on Jesus. And let's praise him together. Is that all right? Glory, hallelujah.
You'll never find your story in a fairy tale. She was unlike the other women at the well. Her life was full of pain, hurt, and rejection. Her loneliness she did not show. But Jesus saw the desert in her soul. Drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. Drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. Ooh. Listen, we all search for something.
Yes, we do.
To fill us up inside, but it's only an illusion. Because a true love is hard to find. But I'm here to tell you there is one place your thirst is quenched forevermore, and you will never leave that disappointed. You'll find what you're looking for. Drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. Drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. Now Jesus, he will meet you at the place of every need, and only he can make the wounded whole and make the blind man see. Drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. Drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. No, drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. So drink from this water. Drink from this water, and you'll never thirst again. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God another hand praise. Glory. Hallelujah. I love to say hallelujah. I love to give God glory. As a matter of fact, I'd like to give him just a little bit more glory right now. Help me give him some glory. Amen. Oh, yes, he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all our praise. On this road called life, amen, we run into ups and downs, trials and tribulations. I was just telling my pastor this morning, you know, sometimes I get tired. Is anybody in the room this morning, you just get tired? Amen. Sometimes you have to be this for that person. At other times you have to be that for another person. And sometimes it can seem and it can feel like it's just too overwhelming. But when I look back over my life and I begin to see the situations that God has brought me through, you know, it tells me that he didn't bring me this far through all of the ups and downs that I've had just to leave me. If he brought me this far through the things that I've seen in my life, see, I know he has the power to see me through anything. So I can't give up now. A lot of us are familiar with the legacy of the Apostle Paul. Amen. He fought the good fight. And then he said, I've finished my course. And now because I fought the good fight, because I'm a soldier, and I've finished my course because I understand the race is not given to the fast man or the strong man, but it's given to the man who endureth until what? The end. Now I know there is stored up for me a crown, not given to me by man. A crown in heaven. But not only is there a crown in heaven waiting on me, but there's also a crown for you and you and each and every one who is willing to take up your own cross, take up your own problems. Don't mumble, don't complain. I know it gets hard sometimes, but we have to learn how to give God praise when it's good and also praise him when it's bad, because we understand he didn't bring me this far just to leave me. Given that, I can't give up now. My good days outweigh my bad days, so I won't give up. With that, I'm going to do a song entitled I Can't Give Up Now by Mary Mary. Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen, y'all. There will be mountains that I will have to climb. And there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. How can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Listen, y'all. Nobody told me this road would be easy, but I don't believe it's brought me this far to leave me. That's all right, y'all. Listen. No one said there wouldn't be trials. No one said I wouldn't fall. Listen. Who said that everything would go the way you want it to go? Listen. But when my back is against the wall and I feel my hope is gone, I can lift my head up to the sky and say, Lord, help me to be strong. Oh, because I just can't give up now. I have come too far, and nobody told me my road would be easy, but I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. Hey, now I know you did not bring me way out here to leave me lonely. And even when I can't see clearly, see, I know that you are with me, so I can't know. I just can't give up now. God has brought me this far
headed way too far from where I started from. And nobody told me, nobody told me my road would be there. But I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. Anybody believe like me? I can't give up now, oh no. I just can't give up now. I have come too far, yes. Listen, nobody told me, nobody told me my road would be easy. Hey, but I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. I can't give up now, oh no. I just can't give up now. I have come too far, yes. And nobody told me, hey, and hey, I don't believe Jesus brought me this far to leave me. So I can't give up now, no, no. I refuse to let you go, because I have come too far, yes. And nobody told me, no. And hey, I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, give God some praise in this house. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo. Let me back on up. Hallelujah. It's good to know that he's with me everywhere I go. It's good to know that when it seems like it's dark, somebody else said the darkest hour is just before the break of day. Come on, somebody, give God a hand praise in this room. Hallelujah. It's real to me. And it's got to be real to you. No matter how real it is to me, it's got to be a personal thing. It's all about relationships. Amen? Amen. The last song I'm going to do this morning, before I do it, I would like to thank Union. Come on, let's give Union another hand praise this morning. Amen. For opening the doors and allowing God's work to take place. I'd like to thank Dr. Dockery for inviting me. Amen. I'd like to thank Pastor Brady, but he's not here this morning. Amen. Because he was called to act. Amen. This morning, I would like to thank him. I would like to thank my pastor for allowing me to come. He's here today. Let's give my pastor, Pastor Bobby Lee. Let's give him a hand, praise. I'd like to thank him for allowing me to come this morning. Thank Pastor Fowler, amen, for stepping in. That's a good soldier. When another soldier is not able to fight, another soldier steps right on up, and he takes it on. I'd like to thank him this morning for helping me out. Amen, that's good. It's good to give praise. Amen. This last song will be the last song I'll do today. It is entitled, We Are Christians by Our Love. Somebody said love is not love until it is given away. Amen. How many people know that we are the body of Christ? How many people know that? Amen. Some of us act as the head. We lead. But the head cannot lead without being carried by the feet that carry us to the right places at the right time. Amen. But then when the feet get you there, the head leads you. You can't do anything without the hands. You have to have the hands to perform the work. Some of us are heads. Some of us are feet. Nobody wants to be the feet. That's okay. I'm a foot. How many feet do I have in the room this morning? Amen. It doesn't matter where the Lord uses you, just as long as you use me, Lord. I don't have to be out front. I don't have to be in the bright lights. But as long as you see something in me that makes you want to use me, I'll be satisfied. Doesn't matter. We're a body, and we function together. Everybody's important in God's body. And the most important thing is that whatever you do, I don't care what it is, the motivating factor, the underlying factor, it has got to be based upon the key principle, love.